The Golden Egg by Donna Leon. Read by David Rintoul. Lasciate che al mio cuore, al mio bene, io porga almen gli ultimi pacchi, ai pene. Leave me to give my beloved son. Leave me to give my beloved, my son, one last kiss. Ah, what suffering. Giulio Cesare, Handel. Chapter 1. It was a peaceful night at the Brunetti home, and dinner progressed in harmony. Brunetti sat at his usual place, his son Raffi beside him. Opposite Brunetti sat his wife, Paola, and beside her their daughter, Chiara. A plate of fritto misto, to which vegetables, particularly Chiara's current favourite, carrots, had been added with a liberal hand, had initiated the peaceful mood. The conversation had maintained it. School, work, a neighbour's new puppy, the first labradoodle to be seen in Venice, the topics flowed into and from one another, and then on to yet others, all of them tied in some way to the city in which they lived. Though they were Venetian, the conversation took place in Italian, rather than in Veneziano, Brunetti and Paola having decided that the children would learn the dialect anyway from their friends and on the street. This had indeed happened, and so the children spoke Veneziano as easily as did their father, who had been raised speaking it. Paolo had picked it up, and it was perhaps to her credit that it embarrassed her to confess this, from the servants who had filled her family's palazzo when she was growing up, rather than from her parents, and so she spoke it less fluently than the others. She felt no embarrassment, quite the contrary, in having achieved almost native fluency in English from her childhood nanny, and was pleased that she had managed to pass the language on to both of them.